Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Some thought came to me, which is nothing new, but this time it's very strong, extremely strong. It make me dizzy. It make me my chest tight. It make me so scared. It make me cannot wait to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? Million and million of people suffering. If you calculate it, can be over half a billion Muslim suffering, half a billion. Go study the statistics. How many poor people, so poor, in a very, very odd situation in Bangladesh, by millions. South India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, West Africa, South Africa, Yemen, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Egypt, and Somalia. You name it, I can keep going and going and going and going. And like I tell you, it actually will be over half a billion. You add to that the sick, the ill, the blind, the handicapped. I was praying now, and next to me a handicapped man. And when I'm making salah, my back in pain. And I hardly stand or I hardly move. And I said, Subhanallah, and you have a people with everything, they cannot wait to make any drama or anything about anything. And I said to myself, what about the refugee? What about the blind, the paralyzed? How we can keep thanking Allah and doing that? How we can keep thanking Allah and be ready for leaving this life with the pleasure of Allah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, honest to Allah, I am so scared. I am so scared. Is the awareness about meeting Allah is not there. Is not there at all. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And instead of busy elevating our soul with Allah, doing good for Sabilillah, elevating ourselves and our name, I see that. I see that a lot. Family with each other, daughter and son, husband and wife, neighbors, you name it. And a lot of people who are bickering and making situation, wallahi, if we drop dead, we cannot have excuse. And all of a sudden, it came to me, what about the people in jails for 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, suffering? How he can say, Alhamdulillah? How he can say, Alhamdulillah? How he can make salah? How he think about gratitude to Allah? Look at these people who are suffering. And some of them, or a lot of them, still smile. What about me and you? What will happening to us? Where are we going from here? I don't know. I'm so scared for myself. I'm so scared for my departure, for my leaving this life, if I'm going to leave with the will of Allah, with His pleasure and content, and I'm still thanking Allah and show gratitude to Allah. Wallahi, I'm so scared. What about the people who are in the hospital for years? One time I was reading a story about this poor woman. She was paralyzed forever, and lying down for 15 years, and wonder what happened. All she wishing for Hajj. Look at this. Do we need to be paralyzed? Do we really need a paralyzation? Do we need cancer? Do we need severe pain? Real one? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, wallahi, I'm so scared. I'm so scared for myself, number one. So scared for you. Because I see a lot of us, especially in America, Australia, Europe, you name it, we have nothing to complain about it, but we make mischief and we make drama, and we're losing our time and thought. For what? For what, my dear brother and sister in Islam? Do you have severe pain? Do you have cancer? Did you lose arm and leg? Did you cannot walk or go to the bathroom? Are you blind? You cannot see and you keep hitting things? Are you paralyzed? Are you do your own whatever in your own bed and you're waiting for somebody to clean you? Tell me what? What we doing? What we doing? Wallahi, I'm choked inside. I am choked inside to the point I cannot walk. I cannot walk from choking. I cannot walk from choking. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah in Mecca. I'm asking Allah to take me. I'm asking Allah to take me. The fitan increase. The scholar falling down. Learned people falling down. Everybody falling down. And instead of helping each other, we bickering over nonsense. Wallahi is nonsense. Wallahi if nonsense. If our eyes on Jannah and the Iman and loving Allah, we have no time for all this. Wallahi, we have no time for all this. May Allah save me. May Allah save me. Please make dua for me. Make dua for me. To Allah, take me with His pleasure. May Allah take me with His pleasure before I become a fitna to other or other fitna to me or generating fitna. Ya Rabbi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Mawlaya, in kunta munzil ba'ahli al-ard fitna, faqbid rawhi ilayka ghayra fatinan aw maftunan. Allahumma ahini idha kanat al-hayata khayran li. Allahumma ahini idha kanat al-hayata khayran li. Wa tawaffani idha kanat al-wafata khayran li. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Feel the pain of other is part of our iman. Feel the pain of other and try to live it and make dua for them and elevate yourself by dhikrullah, thanking Allah. Elevate your soul, elevate yourself, dunya and akhira. Do whatever you take to elevate yourself, to prepare yourself to leave this life with the pleasure of Allah. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.